Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Rayanne. How are you? Here with another episode of Ask Your Angels. I am so excited to be with you guys that I can't contain myself. Thank you for joining me this week. I am excited. I have my son with me. He is actually helping me as being my producer this week because my producer is on vacation. So my son is actually going to help me and be my timekeeper so that I can get through everybody's phone call today. So I am going to give you guys a quote this week, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on. I'll move it quickly because I want to talk to you guys. That's why I do this show. I love it, and I love talking to you guys. So the quote of the day is, be awesome today. Be awesome today. So we're heading into the evening, so be awesome tonight. So here's the thing. A lot of times, we play small because we're afraid of offending people. We play small because we're afraid of what someone may say or what someone may do. I encounter people, clients and colleagues that say, well, you know, I don't know if I can do that. I'm a little afraid of what my husband may think or what my wife may think or what my friends may think. But at the end of the day, what's important is, what do you think? What makes your heart sing? What makes you happy? That's what you do, and that's how you're awesome, by just being authentically you and being your true self. I can guarantee you that somebody is not going to like you. That's one thing I can guarantee you, I know for sure. Somebody's always going to have a problem with what you do or what you say. But if you are authentically true to yourself and you are walking in your truth, you're not hurting anyone, you are giving your best and you will get your best back. Everybody's not supposed to be in your tribe. Everybody's not supposed to be your friend. So don't get caught up in all that. That's the message of the day, the general message. So I am going to take a call. I see I have someone from Honolulu on the line, and I am so excited that you found me, Honolulu. So I'm going to start with you. Hi, it's Rayanne. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'm going through a lot of drastic changes right now, and I want to know what my guardian angels have to say of what's happening.
Wow, yeah, you are going through a lot of transformation. Woo. When you started talking, my head started spinning because there's a lot of things happening, and they're happening pretty quick, so it's hard for you to keep up. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what I am getting from my angels, what my angels are telling me, it seems like your angels have been trying to communicate with you, but you've been in a space where you're not really hearing. And I think that it's because you're trapped in the busyness of all this stuff that's happening. Because there's a lot of
stuff.
Okay, so what the angels are telling me is that this transformation, okay, you're resisting parts of it. Okay, do you understand that? Let me just slow it down and go back a little bit. You're resisting parts of the transformation. And they're saying that you really can't resist this change because it's either going to happen somewhat easy or hard. So there's no a little easy, a bit hard. It's either going to happen somewhat easy or a bit hard. But once you get through with this, you will land on your feet and you will understand why you had to go through this transition. You've been asking the universe for some things for quite some time. You understand that?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so now, just now, like right now at this moment, it seems like they're handing you everything, but it's in a not so appealing package. So it's like they're giving you the gift, but it's not in a great package. And you have to sort through what needs to stay and what needs to go. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So they're telling me to tell you to make very strong declarations about your life, what you want for your life, and how you want for your life. So they don't want you to get caught up in what's happening, because this is going to happen whether you resist or not. But they want you to make strong declarations. I am grounded. I am successful. I am in the right place at the right time. They really, really want you to speak good stuff over your life, because that will help to ease out the transformation. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that is what your angels want you to know.
Is this the decisions that I made right now, is it going to bring, you know, what I'm looking for, like the stability and, you know, the passion in a job and so forth, because I haven't found any balance in my life.
You haven't found any, what'd you say, in your life?
Any balance in my life in all
any
areas,
balance.
Like
okay.
Finances, relationships, careers, yeah.
Okay, right. So the transformation is the word is ushering, so I don't, yeah, my angels, there's something. But it's ushering in balance. You will, once this is done, you will find balance. But that's where you speaking really, really good, strong affirmations over your, not even so much as affirmations, declarations. Because affirmations sometimes, they're hard for us to grasp. But when you're declaring something over your life, you're speaking life over your life, it signals the universe that you're really, really serious. Like, this is, I'm serious about this. And that's what they want you to, you know, I am balanced. I have the perfect mate. Yeah. I am attracting the perfect mate. I am attracting the perfect circumstances. Are you moving?
Yeah, that's the thing. Everything just happened all at once where I left my job, I'm moving, and I don't know if running away from the problems like I usually do, or I just feel like,
You're being pushed out this time. You're not running. You're being pushed out because as tired as you are of the circumstances around your life and the things you're experiencing, your angels are ready to help you have what you desire. So here's another thing they want me to tell you. Make sure that you ask your angels to go before you. Just say, you know, it's really simple. It's not complex to say, angel, please go before me. Help me this day. You know, that's it. And once you ask them to, they will begin to do things in your life that are amazing. I don't know if you follow me on Facebook or YouTube or anything, but I teach a lot about how to instill the angels into your life, because that is what helped me when I was going through a horrible, horrible time in my life. So I understand when I heard your voice, I felt that transition, and I feel that nervousness and that anxiety, because even though you know, I feel it. I feel it. And even though you know what's coming, you know what you're doing because you can see it and you have to make these moves, you're really very nervous about what the outcome of that will be. And so they're saying that if you ask them, they will help you. And I feel like as far as relationships are concerned, I just want to talk about
that. Yeah, I really want to know about that, friend. I'm really confused about that.
Okay. Okay, and I know I have people waiting, so you guys that can hear me, just hang tight. Sure. I know it's supposed to be just one question, but the angels really are having to help her, so just bear with me, guys. Bear with me.
Thank you so much, all of y'all.
Yeah, just hold on. I'm coming. Okay, so here's the thing with relationships and you. You have to know that you are worthy of good stuff, not half stuff, good stuff. And ask for them to send someone that sees that in you. Because the problem is really not you, it's what people see in you. Because, you know, people pick up on how we feel about ourselves or if we're unsure or whatever. And if it's not the right person that's supposed to be in our life, they play on those emotions and those feelings. And you are a giver by nature.
Yeah.
So when you attract, when you're a giver, you attract takers. So you have to be able to protect yourself and protect your spirit. And simply asking your angels for help and to help you in that area will do remarkable things in your life. So
okay.
I had to tell you that. They wanted you to know that. Don't worry about the relationship, because when the pieces start falling together, the man will appear. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
It'll happen. Just know that it will happen and begin to declare good things over your life. Okay?
Brent, and they do show up in numbers all the time, so I know that they're angels, because I look it up on the internet and stuff on what the numbers mean. So I just, like you said, have to affirm it. Thank you so much for everything.
You're very welcome.
You're awesome.
All right. Have a good
Thank
day.
You.
I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Thanks for bearing with me with that. So if you're listening, then the thing that I want to tell you is that I know that I'm supposed to be taking one question, and I only have X amount of time. And I want to talk to all of you, and you know that, I do. And here's the thing, though. Sometimes if someone calls and they have a little bit more, they need a little bit more, then the angels will have me deal with them a little bit more. Of course, every one of you, anyone calling, can book an appointment with me at www.angelswithfran.org if you need real, real intense stuff. But I want to help you with what you need to know right now. So if there's just one question that you need to know right now, then that's what I want to help you with. So I am going to 646 now, which is the New York area code. Hello, New York.
Hello, friend. How are you doing? This is Tony.
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. My question is, I just had an interview on Friday, and I just wanted to know what the angels have to say about that.
Send it to me one more time.
Oh, I had an interview on Friday, and I just wanted to find out what the angels have to say about it.
Oh, you have an interview on Friday. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right. So the first thing they're telling me to tell you is to arrive early. So not 5 minutes early, they're talking like 15 minutes early. I don't know what that's about, but you need to be there 15 minutes early. So I don't know if the travel, if there's going to be a traffic jam, I don't know. But they're saying clock your time out so you'll be there 15 minutes early. I feel like through this interview process, you'll feel like this is something that you really want to do, but after you get home and think about it, I don't know if it's going to be a great fit for you. However,
okay, well,
I see another.
I'm sorry.
I
was going to say this was the interview that I had on Friday, this past Friday.
Oh, that you already had. Okay, so I see another interview. Have you had another interview?
I had a couple of other people calling me for upcoming interviews.
Okay. All right. So the interview on Friday, let me go back. The interview on that just passed, I don't think that's a good fit for you. Didn't feel like it was a good fit for you.
Okay.
I feel like you have something else coming up, and I see that soon. Like, I think it may be one of these calls you've already gotten, And I feel like you'll go and they'll want you and you want them, and it will be, you'll feel it. You'll just know. But what the angels don't want you to do is to jump into something and then 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four weeks later, you want a new job. You understand?
So I got you.
They're saying just be aware. And I feel like you interviewed. Has a woman called you for an interview?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Has a woman called you for an interview?
Yes.
Okay. Have you set that up yet?
Well, there was the woman who called me for an interview for Friday, and then there was another one who's going to talk to me tomorrow.
Okay. I like this one you're going to meet, this one that's coming. So
okay.
this lady, I like it. I feel like maybe she'll have on glasses, so remember that. You can email me and let me know. But there's something about her that I like, and I feel like she would be willing to put you in a position that maybe you don't completely know, but get you the training because she likes you. I feel like this job, I feel like this interview that's coming up is going to be really good. And I feel like you will walk away knowing that that's where you're supposed to be. And that's
okay.
Tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what sign are you? What birth
sign
are you?
Cancer.
You're a Cancer? Okay.
Yes.
So you're – okay. All right. So tomorrow will be your day. Tomorrow's the 8th, right? Tomorrow's your day of new beginning. So tomorrow is going to be good for you. So go there confident and – you know, just be you, but I feel like that's your job. Your job.
Okay.
That's your job. So email me. You can email me here or you can email me on my site. Let me know how that goes because I feel really excited about it.
Definitely will do. Thank
I
you so much.
I feel like this is going to be your job.
Thank you. Definitely will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. I just love her. My angels, let me just say that. I have to give them their praise and their props. Okay, not their praise, because somebody's going to get on me about saying that. Don't mean to wake back. But I do have to give them their praise and their props. My angels are the bomb. Your angels are the bomb. Include your angels in your life every day of your life, and even in your business. When I do business coaching with people, the fact that my angels can give them insight on their business is dynamic. So just want to let you guys know to include your angels. I'm going to take a really, really quick break, and I'll be right back.
Did you know that you were created to live in abundance? By abundance, I mean health, wealth, happiness, and everything that you desire. You are connected to the divine source of infinite wisdom, and you have everything that you need inside of you. The key is to know how to tap into that power. Hi, I'm Fran, owner of Angels with Fran, and I would love to teach you how to do that. If you find that you are stuck or stagnated, or that you are just ready to take your life or business to the next level, I can help you do that with my divine insight and knowledge. I can show you how to live a life that you only dreamed of. For more information, you can contact me at www.angelswithfran, or you can call us at 816-974-8075.
All right, guys, I am back. Thank you. I had to take a break. I needed some water. Sinuses and pollen is just taking its toll on me. Okay, so I am going to take a call from Massachusetts, and let's just see what's going on in Massachusetts. Hey, my son is saying I didn't say Massachusetts right. Hi, Massachusetts, how are you? Hello? Okay, Massachusetts, don't know if you can hear me, but call back if you can. Okay, guys. I don't know what's going on with Massachusetts, but I know last week Blog Talk Radio was having issues, and I know for sure that my show was great. I love the show. I listened to it at the conference, not so great.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so now we are going to go to Pennsylvania, the 484 area code.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for calling and listening. What can I do for you?
Yes, my name is Conetta. This is the first time I found your show.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. I really need some help here in regards to a love matter regarding a man by the name of Danny. I'm not sure if Danny is going to be resurfacing in my life or moving in here or what. I'm very, very confused.
Okay, let's talk about Danny. Because Danny's very confusing. I see why you're confused about Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Danny would be, okay, so let's see. If you are looking for real stability, like the real stability of a relationship that you can depend on, probably not going to be Danny. I see him going back and forth a lot.
That's what he's been doing for 4 years.
Okay. Yeah, see, for me, I feel like I'm playing a game of tennis, back and forth. That's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel, like I'm playing a game of tennis. And I feel like he has just, see, so here's the thing about Danny, let me tell you. Danny has genuine feelings for you, though. So it's not like he doesn't care. It's that he doesn't have and he's not young, so here's the thing. He doesn't have that maturity level to commit completely. He just wants to do what he wants to do. So he will be back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I don't feel like at this particular time he will move in. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. I feel like
now,
you will have
the,
I feel like you go ahead, I'm sorry.
Last night and today he was putting stuff on Facebook and I don't know who it's for. Last night he put up that he's not perfect, but you will never have anybody love you more than him. And he put up, it was like a little picture thing that you share. I don't know who that's for.
That was for you, because he's not perfect. He's right. He's just telling you how it is. He's not perfect. He never will be perfect.
But he's not saying it's for me or anything. Right now we're not on talking terms. So I don't know who
this stuff
is for.
Okay, that's his way of talking to you, because the angels told you from the beginning, he's not really very mature. So even though he's a person that's grown and that should be mature, he's not very mature.
Okay.
So you have to look at things that he does from a level of someone that is not on your maturity level. So he's really not a real, real big talker. Like, he doesn't really know how to come to you and say, okay, listen, you know.
Correct.
Blah, 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 and really lay on the line. Okay, all right. So this is his way of saying to you, yes, I care. Yes, I'm not perfect. Give me some time. And he always needs time. That's his thing. Give me some time. But he will be back and forth in your life as long as you allow him to. So if this is something that you can do for maybe another 4 years or so, then go ahead. He'll slow down in about 4 years, and he'll be ready to commit, but he's just not ready to slow down. He can't do it.
But does he fear that he's losing me? Because I did send him a text message at the end of May, and I did say, I'm going to try to find someone that truly loves me, and good luck with what you're doing, and I said bye.
Well, he does love you. he loves you anyway. But here's the thing. How many times have you had that conversation?
A half dozen times.
Yeah. Yeah. So what the angels are saying is this. You're funny, I like that. What they're saying is this. It's not really what you say now. It's what you do. You're going to have better luck with him if you don't talk. Like, if you don't say, I'm going to go find somebody. Because when we say, I'm going to go find somebody, what that makes us, what that makes them think is that we just want them to tell us, don't go find somebody. It's us, you know, I want you. So he's used to all of that. But what he's not used to is a change in your behavior.
Correct.
And that's what you need. That's what you need to do. You need to change your behavior. So don't be available. Don't reach out to him. Don't pursue the relationship. If the change is going to come, it'll come when you stop doing the things that you do and allow him to do the things that he needs to do. Let him be the man. Let him be the pursuer. You've done enough. So now he needs to grow up and show you how he feels.
Now, when do you see him contacting me or coming to my door or calling me or whatever he's going to do to be the man?
I think that he does. Well, you're going to have to change how you operate first. So what I think is going to happen, let me just tell you what I see. It'll be his normal behavior. He'll wait it out a little bit until he thinks you're not mad. Once he thinks you're not mad at him, he will reach out to test the waters. If you appear to be not upset, then he'll come over and he'll stay a while, just like usual. And then something will happen, a shiny thing will happen. That's what they're telling you, a shiny thing. And once that happens, he'll be gone again. So
wow.
in order to invoke change in him, let me just say this, and then I'm gonna go. But in order to invoke change in him, you're going to have to change how you deal with him. If you could do that, if you could truly change how you deal with him, I know you love him, so it's really hard for you to show him some tough love, but really, really, that's what he needs. He needs some tough love. He needs for you to not be available and not be there when he thinks that he wants to come back. Now, whether you decide to continue to be there or not, he needs to think that you're not going to be there because he's kind of taken the relationship for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to know more about that, you can contact me on my website, and we will talk more about it.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. All right, www.angelswithfran. Okay, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Okay, guys, so here we are back again, 60-second mark. Gee Louise. All right, so www.angelswithfran. If I didn't get to your question, please email me at www.angelswithfran, and I will answer your question. I'm sorry, again, we ran a little long. My producer is saying my son, who is 12, by the way, is tapping his watch like my other producer does and says, wrap it up, wrap it up. But I'm going to leave you with this. The angels want to help you. Ask them to help you. If you ask your angels to help you, they will give you magnificent, brilliant information that you have no idea that you would have that kind of information available to you. Just as the angels talk to me and I'm able to help you from all over the world, they'll talk to you the same way. Just ask them. Make sure you visit www.angelswithfran.org. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.